Y'all got your Bible? Y'all got your device? Let's hold it up and let's say it like we mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says that I can do. I can have what it says that I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came in Jesus' name. And every time I come to church on the rock, my faith gets stronger and stronger. Can you give God your best shout today? Amen. Amen. Open your Bible, if you would, to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. So we're talking about today and all month long, come home for Christmas. And I'm not talking about natural, I'm talking about spiritual. Because if you go to your home in the natural and you're looking for all your needs to be met, it's just not going to happen. You're putting too much pressure on your family. Every problem you're worried about today, the answer to solve it, if you're a Christian, lies within you. Every challenge, every giant, every problem, every heartache, everything you're dealing with today that's bigger than you, that you can't handle on your own, the answer to it, if you're a Christian, lies within you. Because the Bible says when we become a Christian, God comes inside us. He actually comes home, and it says he takes up residence in your heart. He dwells in you. He abides in you. He lives in you. He remains in you. Wow. No one can pluck him out of your heart. Isn't that good? It's called eternal security. Amen. So let's look at it today. Let's solve the problem of anxiety and worry. Let's find out how this all works. Because at the end of the month, what I'm here to do is help you know God just a little bit better. Because if you know him better, you'll trust him more. If you trust him more, you'll worry less. And you'll sleep at night instead of being up at 2:30 when everybody else is asleep. So here we go. Y'all ready for our journey? John chapter 14. Let's look at verse 1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Notice it says do not. So it's a choice, right, church? It's a choice. Do not let your hearts be troubled, distressed, or agitated. So anxiety and worry shows up in agitation, irritation, stress, and anger. People who are full of worry and anxiety are angry people. Know any angry people who you work or live or go to school with? But notice it's a choice. It's our choice. It's a choice to worship God, or it's a choice to worry about my trouble. It's a choice, isn't it? Thank you. One person said, yeah. It's a choice. Come on, somebody. It's a choice. We choose today. So he says, do not let your hearts be troubled, distressed, agitated. Well, what's the answer? Believe in God. The answer is to believe in God. So he says, don't let your hearts be troubled. Now, your heart is your emotion, where your emotions are. So don't let your emotions rule you or dominate you or direct your life. He says, you be in control. We all deal with worry. Can we say an amen? We all deal with worry and anxiety, but we don't have to live with it. We don't have to let it dominate our life. So he says, do not let your hearts be troubled, distressed, agitated. What's the answer? Believe and trust in and rely on God. So notice, know God more, you'll trust him more, and you'll worry and be anxious less. So the answer for all of our trouble is to come home at Christmas. What do you mean? Your spiritual home. You and I need to focus on, be intentional with, building our relationship with this God, Emmanuel, God with us. We need to focus on our relationship with God during the holidays and focus on that God came home. He lives inside you if you're a Christian. And he has residence in you. He dwells, he abides, he remains, he's at home. You need to come home to him because he's come home to you. So notice it says here again, look at verse 2. Verse 2. In my Father's what? Oh, aren't you glad that God's house, this is God's house. That's why we need to take care of it. That's why we need to take care of the bathrooms and the hallways and the classrooms and the ceiling and the dome and the walls and everything here. It's God's house. It is God's house. But that's literally, spiritually, you are God's house. But he says, in my Father's house, there are many what? Look at the overheads. There are many dwelling places, or in parentheses, what does it say? Homes. So there are many dwelling places or homes. I think in King James, doesn't it say a mansion? Yeah? So, Pastor, is it a mansion? Is it a home? Is it a cabin? Is it a dwelling place? Is it a condo or a trailer house? I don't really care just as long as I'm there. Come on, somebody. I don't really care just as long as I'm there. Because what's going to happen, you and I are going to be ruling and reigning over universes, galaxies, cities. Some of you, y'all over here know it, but y'all over here don't because you're not saying anything. You're going to be so busy working in heaven, you're probably not being in your mansion very much at all. Just a thought. So he says, in my Father's house there are many homes. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I'm going away to prepare a place for you. Next verse, verse 3. And when, if I go and make ready a place for you, must be some kind of place, because he's been working on it for 2,000 years. Wow. I will come back. He's coming back. Could come back today. I hope he does. And I'll come back. I'll take you to myself. And there I am with you. You may be there also. Look at verse 23 on the overheads. Jesus answered. Now watch this. This is spectacular. This is the answer to all your worries, what you're worried about today. This is the answer to your anxiety. Here's what it says. Jesus said, if a person really loves me and keeps my word, that's the Bible, that's scripture, my Father will love them, and we, everybody say we, and we will come into them and make our. You see the R is a capital O? It's a reference to the Trinity, the Godhead. Say we and are. Notice that when you become a Christian, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit comes home. You were created to know God, by the way. And you're allowing God, when you're a Christian, to come home. To come into your spirit, come into your heart, and make residence within you. This is how, now knowing that, you can speak to whatever's keeping you up and speak to it and say, greater. Greater is them that are in me than them that are in the world. Because you know as a Christian that we and are. He said if you really love God and you really obey his word, he said we will come and make our. Y'all see it's plural there, family? It's the Trinity. It's the Godhead. We will come. And what are they going to do? They're going to come and make your what? Home. You thought I was going to talk about a natural home come home for Christmas, and I tricked you, didn't I? It's a spiritual home. Because our natural homes aren't enough to meet all of our needs. And if we put pressure on our parents, our siblings, our husband, our wife, it's too much pressure on them to be God in our life. Come on, somebody, give our God a big praise. Come on, let's don't patty cake. Let's praise him like we really mean it today. He said, we will come and make our what? What's it say, family? Home, next word. Abode, next word. Special. Did you know that you're special? You're a special dwelling place. If you're a Christian, I know the world persecutes you. They put you down. They make you feel inferior. But what do they know? The Bible says, you know the Bible says that unbelievers are insane. It says it in the book of Ecclesiastes, that the unbeliever is actually insane. I mean, oh my goodness. Notice this. He says he's going to come home. You were created to know God. Know God more, trust God more, worry and be anxious less. Oh my goodness. So he says, we will come into them, make our home, our abode, our special dwelling place with them. Turn to your neighbor and say, you're special. Come on, turn to your other neighbor and say, you're special. Come on, folks, they need to hear that today. They need to be built up. Say, you're special. Yeah, Kim said the person behind you is backslidden. Turn around and tell them you're special. Notice I didn't say that. Isn't that awesome? You're special. You're special. You're God's special dwelling place. You were created to know God. You were created with eternity in mind. There's a void in every person that doesn't know God. There's an emptiness. And at Christmas, they try to fill it with party. They try to fill it with gifts and presents. They try to fill it with relationships. It's not enough. It's not enough to come home naturally. But it is enough to come home spiritually. Amen. All right, next verse, verse 27. Y'all with me so far? Oh, I'm excited about this month. Peace. This is Jesus talking. Do you see a capital P on peace? That means it's peace that the world doesn't have. The world can't give it to you. Everybody's looking for peace right now. I mean, we're looking for peace in the Middle East. We're looking for peace in Ferguson. We're looking for peace on our block. We're looking for peace between white people and black people and brown people. And we're looking for peace between millennials and seniors. We're looking for peace. Well, folks, we're looking in all the wrong places. That's why you never hear me talk about politics in this church. Won't do it. I've had just about every presidential, Trump didn't, but Obama did and Bush did. I had them want to come here when they were out trying to be president. I didn't have them come. I don't want to have walls between people. I want to build bridges between people. And politics just ain't going to make it happen. Come on, somebody. It's Jesus Christ is the only one that can bring peace. Isn't he the Prince of Peace? Isn't he the Mighty Counselor? This is all about Christmas. All the names in Isaiah 9:6 of Jesus at Christmas. So look what he says, peace I leave with you. Now, look at this, my own peace. This is the peace he had, family. Whatever's troubling you, whatever you're worried about today, if you're a Christian, say this with me. I have been given unshakable, unshakable, unshakable peace. Nothing should do a Chuck Berry to you. Shake, rattle. Don't look so holy, family. Come on. Man. We love Chuck. I remember one time when he was alive, I was in the bank. I was sitting in this bank out in Wentzville because he lived just only a couple miles from me way back 20, 30 years ago. I'm sitting in the bank and I'm waiting for the teller and all of a sudden everybody just stands up and looks oohs and ahs. I'm thinking, what are they doing? And they, good morning, Chuck. And Chuck Berry came in, sat down right beside me. I'm starstruck. And, you know, because I loved his music, okay? And, you know, I sat in there, and, you know, you would have passed him at Walmart because he had on just old khakis and an old Carhartt jacket. And you wouldn't even know who he was. And I wish I would have got his autograph. Man, that could have helped my retirement right there if I got his... Amen. How did I get off on that? Peace. I leave with you my own peace. Oh, yeah, unshakable. Say it with me, unshakable. I have unshakable. Folks, we all deal with stuff that want to shake us, want to rattle our emotions. I've been in a doctor's office, looked at me and said, you got an incurable disease. I can't help you. You're going to live with it the rest of your life. You're going to limp the rest of your life. That's what he told me. I know what that is. I know what that is to lose a father, a mother, a brother, a sister. I know what that is. I know what it is. You can't pay your taxes and they garnish your paycheck. I know what that is. We've all, folks, we're in a broken world. But I know this. That if I lean on him, I'll look to him, I know him just a little bit better. Know God, trust him more, worry less. Come on, let's give the Lord a big praise. Amen. So everyone say supernatural peace. Supernatural. So, you know, you have God at home in you. You have God the Father, God the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, God the Son on the inside of you today. You have a supernatural peace. The same peace Jesus walked with, he gave you. It's not a natural peace. It's not the peace the world has. It's not the peace your coworker has, this fellow student has. It's a supernatural peace. It's unshakable. And how does it work? It makes you calm. Did you know that? Calm, cool, collected. This peace does. Pastor, how do you get calm? I'm glad you asked that question. Because here's how you get calm. Let's look at the acrostic. The acrostic for calm, if we can put that up there. C is for commit, surrender your emotions to God. C is to commit and surrender your emotions to God. C is to commit, surrender your emotions to God. A is to ask God for help and be specific. Ask God for help and be specific. This unshakable peace, when you come home, when you let God come into your heart, when you become a Christian, then you have the Prince of Peace on the inside of you, living, residing, dwelling, remaining on the inside of you. It should give you an unshakable peace that should help you be calm when things come our way to rattle us, and they do every day. So what do? You commit, surrender your emotions to God. A, you ask God for help. Be specific, because God cares about whatever's bothering you. God's concerned about it today. Next verse, letter L, leave it with God. Let God be in control. I don't want to be in control. I want God to be in control. I'm not the co-pilot. I don't want to be the pilot. I don't even want to be the co-pilot. I want God to be both in my life. You know, your car breaks down. What do? They haul it to the shop, AAA. They call you and tell you, $7,349 worth of stuff repair. That could rattle anybody, right? But then they say, if you want us to fix it, you're going to have to leave it with us. If you want God to fix whatever's worrying you, bringing anxiety over your kids, your health, your future, your bills, whatever it is, you're going to have to leave it with God. Amen. Because if you pick it back up, God has nothing to work with. So you're going to have to leave it with God and let Him be in control. M is that you meditate on God's Word. Don't ponder the problem. Don't ponder the problem. Don't ponder the problem. Don't ponder the problem. But ponder the promises. Ponder the promises. And faith will come. Let's go back to verse 27, can we, real quick? Am I helping anybody today? All right, 1 John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my own supernatural peace. It's unshakable. Everybody say unshakable. He said, I give it to you, not as the world gives. Do not let your... So with this unshakable peace, we have the power to control our emotions and not be like the rest of our country, rattled, worried, and anxious. Because he said, then don't let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourself to be agitated and disturbed. Do not permit yourself to be fearful, intimidated, or unsettled. Powerful, isn't it? Philippians chapter 4, let's look at that. Philippians 4. Now, do y'all know what a Kindle is? Five of you. Okay, let me give you a revelation. This is a Kindle, okay? And these are really awesome tools. This is a Kindle. I've had it for 10 years. And I looked this morning, and I have 347 books right here. 347 books right here. It's a Kindle. And you know, you can actually push a little button, and it'll actually read it to you out loud. If you're working out, or you're walking, or whatever, or cleaning the kitchen, or cooking, or whatever you're doing, you can actually push a button and it'll read it to you out loud. But I have, isn't this amazing? This afternoon we're going to go to Branson to go see the lights, take the grandkids. Papa, would you take us? What am I going to do? Papa's going to take them, okay? But isn't it good to know that I don't have to have 5 suitcases full of books? 347 books right here. Now, here's what I want to tell you. Kindle said, now I have biographies, Winston Churchill, Booker T. Washington, I've got all kinds of biographies, autobiographies, novels, westerns. I've got leadership books. I've got Bibles. I've got commentaries. I've got Strong's Concordance. I got it all. I got a lot. 347 books right here at my disposal. But Kindle said, out of all the books on anybody's Kindle, the phrase that's underlined more than any other phrase in any book are these two verses. Selah, you can hear a pin drop. What's that telling you? The number one need of humanity, we're dealing with it this whole month. We're helping people solve it this whole month. Worry and anxiety. If Kindle said the number one underlined phrase of any book on Kindle device are these two verses, and your pastor is teaching you about it all month long, I think we need to fill the house. I think we're meeting a felt need. I think we're relevant. 6 of you are excited about it. Come on, somebody. What are you worried about today? Amen. I'm helping you with that. So with that in mind, look what he says. Don't worry about some things. Thank you for your enthusiasm. You're just all convicted, aren't you? I don't want you to be convicted. I'm helping you with this today. Because you know when you worry, your faith doesn't work. Faith and worry won't work at the same time. So we're solving people's problems at Church on the Rock. We're not entertaining you. You know, I don't have a pony and a dog and a hamster up here today, but I do have the Word. And so notice what he says. Don't worry about anything. That would be your kids, your grandkids, your health, your job, your car payment, your house payment, your retirement, your school, your education, for you, for your kids. Don't worry about anything. In-laws, outlaws, don't worry about anything. Don't worry about anything. Instead, what should we do? Pray about some things. Notice the word, say it with me. Anything?
Anything.
Everything.
Everything.
Anything?
Anything.
Everything.
Anything.
Anything. Everything. Oh, you're covered today because God came home. It's time for you to come home. And this whole month, focus on your relationship with God. And don't tell me you're growing. You know we're growing. I'm not going to tell you that I'm growing. We should see it in each other. How do you know if you're growing? Well, not if you're getting weird, religious. How do you know if you're growing? You're getting more like God. I'm coming over here. Boy, y'all been eating too much during the holidays. Praise the Lord. How do you know you're growing? Not if you're just weird. Not if you're just religious. Not if you can quote scriptures. You know if you're growing if every day we're getting a little more like God. Boy, you guys are spiritual. You guys over here. I'm staying over here. So notice that. How do you know that, Pastor? I mean, how do you judge spirituality? Can I share with you? The fruit of the Spirit. If we have more fruit, we're growing. What's fruit? Love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering. Wow. Amen. So notice he says here, don't worry about anything. This is Bible. This is a commandment. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs, and don't forget to thank him for his answers. One more verse. Can you dig it? Which one more? 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. This is spectacular. Now notice it says, don't worry about everything. Don't worry about anything. Come to God over everything. Everybody say anything. Everybody say everything. You say, Pastor, you know, I grew up in a worrywart family. Pastor, you know, my family, they were champions at worry. They were always worried about something, agitated, irritated, in conflict, drama, crisis, baggage. Oh, Pastor, you know, and I'm sorry. I was raised in that, and I'm just like them. You know what? You can break the curse. You can break the curse of worry that you have seen in your family. You know, my father, he's in heaven today. He died at age 56 of rheumatoid arthritis. Now, they tell us, now, there are many other things, but they said one of the things that causes arthritis is worry. And anxiety. Did you know that? It destroys your joints. Now, that's not the only thing, but that's one thing they say that causes arthritis in the joints is worry and anxiety. My dad died of rheumatoid arthritis. And you know, I can never understand that because I never really saw my dad really seriously growing up worry, agitated, fearful like that. My mom and dad did it behind closed doors, you know, those discussions. So after he passed away, my aunts and uncles, his brothers and sisters, came to me and said, well, you know, Dave, your dad worried all the time. I said, my dad worried all the time. They said, yeah, you know, your dad worried all the time. I said, well, you know, I never saw it, but they said he did. I said, what did my dad worry about? You? He worried about his kids. I said, really? They said, yeah, he was always worrying about you and your brother and your sister and how you would turn out and what would happen to you. He was always worrying. Well, you know what I decided, family? I'm going to break that curse. I'm not going to let it get on Daniel and Tamara, my grandkids, Stephen and Jessica, grandkids someday. I'm not going to let it get on them. Can I have a witness in the house? I'm not going to let that curse fall. Why don't you just decide today you're going to be the one that stops that curse in your family. In Jesus' name. Amen. So notice this one. I love this one. Spectacular. Amazing. Worth coming to church right here. Look at this one, folks. Now, this is the Bible. I'm sorry I don't have a pony show for you today, but this is the Bible. This is the Word of God. This will create faith in your life today. Now, look what it says. Now, may the Lord of what? Peace himself grant you his peace, the peace of his kingdom. And look, family, this peace works at all times. Who's ever in the White House, whatever our economy, whatever job you have, whatever season you're in, if you're a millennial or if you're a senior, if you're in junior high, you're in high school, you're away on college campus, you're back home for Christmas, wherever you're at, it says it works at all times and in all ways. Oh, isn't that amazing, church? You should get excited about that. At all times, that would be at the courthouse, that would be the doctor's office, that would be at the principal's office, that would be in your bedroom, your kitchen, your car, your cubicle at work. If our nation, we are the highest nation in the world of anxiety and worry on the meter, you've got the answer. This works at all times, in all ways, under some circumstances, under some conditions, under some things that come. If you're covered because God came home inside you, you have a relationship and you're to come home to him, notice whatever comes, you have the peace of God residing on the inside of you. Bad things are going to come. Difficulty is going to come. Challenges are going to come. Things are going to come you can't handle. You can't work out. But the good news is God in you who lives, abides, and has his dwelling place and residence on the inside of you is going to help you with whatever comes in whatever set of circumstances and whatever time, whatever season of your life, it works. Give the Lord a good praise, would you?